Deviation. How to keep on your stated course. Passing through this great transition period. This awareness indicates that it would like to call the attention to that which is known as deviation. This awareness indicates that wherein one deviates from that which is the established pattern, one creates something new, something that breaks away from the established pattern, and in effect is rebellious to that which is the establishment. This awareness indicates that this has many labels: a deviant, a heretic, a rebel, a radical, and other names. This awareness indicates that it is important to recognize the role of deviation and its relationship with change and with the ramifications of deviating from the pattern established. This awareness indicates that in this modern civilization at this time, there are great numbers of individuals closely associated with each other in such a manner as to create multitudes of deviations from the normal pattern, particularly from any normal pattern that would have been accepted 20, 40, 60, or 100 years ago. This awareness indicates that in the present century, entities' belief structures were relatively confined to the culture and location in which they resided, to their environments and their particular needs. This awareness indicates that this did not change quickly nor easily, and whether one was of English descent, or American Indian, or German, African, Chinese, Russian, or any other nationality or culture, the cultures and belief systems remained relatively stable. There was little deviation. What little deviation occurred in these cultures and individuals within the cultures, was quickly noticed, and there were actions to either bring the entities back into line, or to expel, excommunicate, or cast the entities out from the culture. This awareness indicates in modern times, this stability of belief structure has so radically overturned by this or that confrontation with this or that other belief structure and other culture, whether religious, political, or national, may in a period of 1 or 2 years totally change and become involved in another culture. The alteration, or deviation which occurs, is that which comes about from the confrontation of the many ideas, of the many forces coming face to face with each other, of the many ideas coming in contact with each other, and these in turn create an upheaval, a revolution, socially, politically, ideologically, and in religious and other fields. This awareness indicates that entities in passing through this great transition period, are cautioned to remain in a state of poise, whereby you veer neither to the extreme conservative element, holding on to the past, nor veer to the extreme radical element, in which you demand immediate change, but rather that you center yourself in the flow and movement, holding on to those lasting values that remain intact as central values of every great civilization, that are based on cosmic laws, and whereby if you prefer to move in a manner of one who is helping to bring about these necessary changes, that you move to the center, and forward to the cutting edge of consciousness, whereby you present and promote those values which are inevitable in the movement of change, or if you prefer to hold to the past and cling to the traditional values which are, in your awareness of things, necessary to preserve for future generations, that you remain in the center of those values, even though clinging to those past traditional values. This awareness indicates that the trouble comes not from being ahead, or behind, or right in the center. The trouble comes when entities are off to the left, or to the right to such extreme that they do not remember how to reconcile differences, the positive and the negative. This awareness indicates it is not a matter of old values needing to be discarded or preserved, but rather of the traditional values that are centered and worthwhile, centered in the roots of humankind, in the midst of those universal laws whereby love, mercy, and kindness are preserved, whereby honesty, truth in dealing with others, whereby communication and clarity are held in high esteem, whereby these values, even though old and traditional, are brought forth into present time, these are the values and the central area which may be preserved. This awareness indicates that the old values of nationalism, of fighting for independence at the expense of others' freedoms, or sacrificing others in order that your values may be preserved, these various extremes or deviations from the cosmic values of old, these are those which must go. This awareness indicates likewise, in projecting into future times, wherein you seek to bring about a better world, that whereby you can focus on those central ideas of love, mercy, humanitarian purposes, and the promotion of clear communication through peaceful efforts. These are the mainstream of consciousness, projecting into the cutting edge, and the future movement which lead to the new beginnings, the new age. This awareness indicates that the changes which are occurring today are those which are so radical in comparison to those which in the past century occurred over long periods of time, that these changes today throw entities who are not well stabilized, out of balance in such a manner as to cause many to become disoriented in terms of values, in terms of cultures, in terms of loyalties and in terms of purposes. This awareness indicates that it is because of this speeding up of change and the many deviations, that society is now in the apparent turmoil which entities witness in terms of rising crime, in terms of economic crisis, and in terms of personal lifestyles, alienation of families and friends toward one another. This awareness indicates that this is the cost, or the price of rapid change. This awareness indicates, however, though it is costly, and there is great suffering from these many rapid deviations, it also brings about the adjustments necessary for the elements that are demanding the change. This awareness indicates that as society has grown, as entities have become more in communication with each other, as entities have come in contact with other cultures, it has been imperative that values be altered to accommodate greater communication and relationship between these many cultures and their members. This awareness indicates without this there would be total chaos, wherein these cultures become exceedingly fixed in their own value systems, allowing for no others to exist or coincide with them simultaneously. This could bring about greater destruction than any culture would desire. This awareness indicates therefore, the merging of the many cultures, allowing for deviations, is that which heralds the beginning of communication between these many facets of humanity. This awareness indicates that along with these deviations, are the ramifications which affects individuals, the individual whose values are set, but are thrown off by circumstances and by belief infringements, whereby his values are perverted, distorted, or are antisocial in nature. Thus entities witness crime, corruption, and violence in society, as those who are out of the flow begin to assert themselves in seeking to find where they belong, how they can grab a portion of the fleeting treasures which pass them by. Those outer edges, whereby this is to be promoted with violence or with stealth and false actions, or through deception, connivance, trickery, these areas, though perhaps moving toward the radical and the new, are still not in the mainstream of that which is the flow of consciousness. This awareness asks entities not to become so deviant, not to deviate and not to become deviant in such a degree as to fail to observe the cosmic laws, particularly the law of love and the law of mercy. This awareness indicates that whereby entities, in moving through these difficult times, manage to keep what appears to be a poise whereby they do not necessarily or unnecessarily ruffle the feelings of others, upset the traditional values of goodness, whereby entities in remaining somewhat poised and centralized in their behavior and expression, so that they do not appear as deviants of appear and express themselves as deviants, or seem so radical and unruly as to threaten the central values of society, these entities will find it much easier to move with the current. Those who seek to be outstanding, to stand out from the center, to become and express deviations of a great degree, these entities may find more difficulties in those areas. This awareness indicates that for some entities, this is what they desire. Some entities thrive on the conflict that occurs in being different and unusual, in having others confront you about your weird or strange behavior. Some entities feel a sense of superiority for being in that deviation from the norm, and some entities have a contempt for the flow, the midstream flow of consciousness. This awareness indicates that this is all part of the grand scenario. That not all water in a river can flow down the mainstream, some must flow over to the edges, to the eddies, some must be trapped in limbo areas, stagnating and unmoving, because society is passing them by. That not all water will flow precisely in the mainstream of consciousness, and that entities in finding themselves out in an area wherein they are stagnating, may ask whether they prefer this area and wish to remain so, or whether they wish to get back into the mainstream, and if in the mainstream whether to lag behind or shoot ahead, or stay in some mid-position. This awareness indicates that depending on one's choice, one can maneuver back toward the mainstream by flowing with social values, flowing with traditional values, or surging ahead, examining those traditional values in light of recent realizations and discoveries, and in light of future directions and purposes, and the ramifications of what is coming. The entity seeking to center oneself in the flow and movement of consciousness must not become fascinated by those eddies off to the side, but must recognize that which is straight and narrow, the clear passage, the movement which follows the course of destiny. This awareness indicates that in this sense, the Greek term for sin is that which, like the algebraic term for sign, has to do with moving out of the mainstream, moving off the line and into the eddy, a deviation whereby the current does not follow you, but whereby you sidestep the current and movement of energies, and become trapped in a stagnating pool, or in a whirlpool of violence and turmoil. This awareness indicates that the concept of poise and balance is that whereby an entity senses the action which requires the least energy for the most long-term and permanent rewards. This awareness indicates that many entities seek to express the least energy for some momentary gratification, and find themselves out of the mainstream, entrapped, because of their thoughtless action of grabbing for something which was not of permanent value, or of lasting value. This awareness indicates that those who can discern lasting and permanent value, and can focus on these, are those who remain in the mainstream of consciousness. This awareness indicates those who can perceive where this mainstream of consciousness is flowing are those who become the leaders of others. This is the cutting edge of consciousness. Revelations of Awareness 83-23 with Paul Shockley as interpreter. To the next page, the purpose of light workers. Asterisk the meaning of the new age, it is the universal vibrations and the movement of planets, the movement of the sun in its sojourn through its orbit around Sirius in the Orion constellation and the variation that it meets in its movement that determines the Earth ages of approximately 2,200 years each, and it is this movement into these new vibrations that trigger certain frequency reactions among the planets of the solar system so that the vibrations are altered on Earth and on the other planets in such a manner that it changes the consciousness of individuals on Earth. It is this that is causing and bringing about the new age.